WH.
KE8MWN testing on statewide 1.
KE8OLL. KE8OLL from NAWRO, Macomb County. KE8OLL. KE8OLL from November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Macomb County. NAWRO, this is KE8OLL. Just tested to see that I could reach from Washtenaw County. Over. Yeah, good copy. I'm looking at the new Last Heard dashboard, and I see that you got good numbers on there. 0% loss. 114 on the RSSI over there, but I see you're on the Novi. That's good. Yeah, I've got the family out there in Dexter, and my daughter attended school, of course, in Ann Arbor, so I couldn't let your call go unanswered. Name here is Tim Tango India Mike. Back over to you.
Well, thanks, Tim. Name here is Don Delta Oscar November, and yeah, it was just a quick check. I normally try to get in touch with my brother up in the Portland area, and our local repeater here on Brandmeister is not working, so I'm just hunting around maybe for some other ways to reach him. Back to you, NAWRO, this is KE8OLL.
KCAKGO, good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Tom. Got you in there. Yeah, Don, pleasure to meet you. Yeah, this would be a good Central Michigan DMR MI5 would be a great option for you DMR-wise. And I see you are in the Novi, and that's my understanding for the Ann Arbor area. That's probably the one to go into. I'm going to turn it over to Tom, and then, Tom, turn it back over to Don. Go ahead, Tom, NAWRO.
KCAK, Joe. Well, if he's in Washington County, yeah, he used to be hitting the Northville Tower. He can try hitting Detroit, but Northville is or Novi is a better one. I think there's another one out in Grass Lake is the next DMR hop. Hello, Don. My name is Tom. Tango Oscar Mike. Call sign Kilo Charlie 8 Kilo Juliet Oscar. Go ahead.
Hey, Tom. Well, thank you for the call. I'm going to need to be getting off here, so I'll be clear once you guys have had closing statements. Thank you very much. KE8OLL73s.
Copy that, Don. You have a good one. KE8OLL from NAWRO and KC8KJO. Well, good morning, Tom. Where are you off to today?
I'm over in Auburn Hills, and now I've got to go to Westland and Detroit. So I've got to figure that out still. I've got to call my coworker and see if he's done because I'm done.
NAVZR.
Morning, Brian. We got you in there, too. Yeah, okay, good. As long as it's not like one of those, long trip days all the way over to the West Coast or something like that. Go ahead, Brian. NAVZR. Still got to get used to that call. Go ahead, Brian. Try it again if you're trying to make one.
Yeah, good morning, Tim. Good morning, Tom. Can you hear me on this? I was just jumping in there to say good morning.
Yep, you're well, Brian. Go ahead, Tom. All right. Yeah, we copy you well there, Brian. Let's look in the dashboard here. Man, you've got the good numbers there, 90 RSSI. Of course, hitting them on Clemens. I guess we're all hitting them on Clemens. Nope, Tom, you're on the Detroit. Okay. Yeah, all good, guys. I guess nothing further. Good net last night. I really enjoyed that one. That was kind of good. And we'll get out something for the Talk Group 99 for the default simplex DMR for our group. It came to light that we haven't actually published that in recent times for those that came in after the Dream Cruise. So go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, let me know the configuration on that because I got about 5 DMRs I got to program.
Sorry, I missed the meeting yesterday. I had to stay late at work, and then I was busy ordering an antenna and some coax. I want to put a permanent antenna in at the shack here. I really don't have a permanent radio yet. I'm still using the HT, but I wanted to get an antenna in there. That Joe at KERZYQ, I've been listening to him all over the place, and he's got a Comet GT3 antenna, and I found a clone that looks pretty similar to that one, and everybody was saying it was really good. And it
copied about 95% of that. They're a little in and out on that. Not sure why your number's on the border. Well, okay. One was getting close to 120, but antenna, home base antenna. That's everything. Night and day difference. You're gonna see a lot of difference with everything. And then of course at that point you want to go ahead and try to get a base. You know, whether a base of your choice, whether it be Yaesu, ICOM, whatever. Or go all out, get a Kinex Moto, go all out, get a Moto, right? You have to talk to Wally about that. Over to Tom, NAWRO.
On the phone, I'll call you right back, Casey, could you?
Ryan, I guess it's you and me for a while.
Yeah, I'm having problems with my mobile radio. I was calling all kinds of... I tried calling into the WA8MAC, and I couldn't get through because it was so far away. So then I tried other nets, and nobody was hearing me. And then as I got closer to the house there, then I finally got into the Lance Cruise net. So I don't know. It seems like it works sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't. So I have to go out there and check out and see what the problem is. Over.
WARC.
A lot of us kid about Motorola's, but if you buy a good Moto, you'll never have to buy another radio. That's what I did when I bought my radios 6 years ago in 2019. I bought a fleet of XPRs and mobiles and handhelds, and I have not had to do anything. I just have Wally upgrade them and help do them for me for what I need and for what I use. But the only thing drawback is unless you buy a higher-end ATX that has multi-band capability. I only work in UHF, but I'm talking to you on a six-year-old handheld, and this thing's my workhorse, and I love mine. Did I cut out?
No, I got you in there. I got you in there, Donald. But I think Brian was trying to come back, and you didn't quite make it on that last one, Brian. But modals, they're the best, quite frankly. And I got the Kinex systems here, I think, for DMR, I've got arguably maybe the second best. I know some opinions differ, but I'm happy with Kinex systems. It's a little bit more slightly affordable, and they seem to be somewhat of a clone of the Motos. So I got one here in the base and one in the car now. It's good stuff. Try to get your upgrade as we can. I mean, I think we all started with HCs, and then, you know, you just go up from there. But Brian, give it another shot. Let's reverse it. Go Brian and then Don.
Okay, hope you guys can hear me. I was just saying it really doesn't matter for the price as long as it's something that you're using all the time. If you use it all the time, it doesn't really matter so much, you know, to the price, to me anyways. But I'm playing around with these cheap Chinese radios. That's how I got into this ham radio stuff. So, one of these days I'm going to have to move up, and then maybe it'll be the Moto.
Hey, CKGL. I'm back.
Oh, no, he's back. Go ahead, Tom. I'm going to check out anyways. I got carryout coming, so... I'll let you guys go. I just wanted to put in my 2 cents about Moto. Everybody have a great day. Tom, you're on the road. Be safe. Catch up with you all some other time down the road. W8RCY.
Take it easy, Don, KCKGO. Yeah, I started off with I got one Motorola, Brian. It's an XPR 4550. The Kinect systems, I like those. I think they are correct, Tim. that they're reverse engineered to look like one and act like one, and it appears they seem to be like one. You know, but I got my share of ball things and everything else like that.
Yeah, copy that, Tom. And Don, have a good one. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, I think they are reverse engineered. Don't know how they get away with it, but and their quality build is pretty good, if I do say so myself. And I'm not sure if we're allowed to talk about that tiny, teeny little Bofang, that new one you got, Tom. I just got a couple for the giveaways in the coming meetings. Man, those things are tiny. The little mini UV, whatever it is. Over to Brian.
Yeah, did you say Kinect Systems? I'm not familiar with that brand. Is that a brand? Over.
Go ahead, Tom. I'll answer when it comes back.
Oh, I thought it was going over to you. Yes, Brian, it's the Kinect System. That's what Tim has. Very nice radios. It literally looks like my XPR 4550 and operates the same way. And in regards to reverse engineering, I think the automotives do it. You know, one company will go buy other companies' vehicles, and then they tear them all apart, see what makes them tick, and then get into the computers and stuff, and, you know, that's what they do. And then they use that to modify their own equipment. That's why you got, like, Sync and Ford, and you got whatever Dodge's is and whatever GM's is. It's all reverse engineered. I mean, look at my truck. It looks just like a Mercedes-Benz now, full-size, or one of those Sprinters, you know?
Yeah, Brian, I'll have to post something on Discord about it. But yeah, it is a brand, Kinect Systems out of California. And the good thing about them is they're DMR, but also dual-band analog VHF, UHF as well. The price is reasonable. It's a little bit up there, but, you know, certainly nothing like a Moto. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I haven't really looked into it, but the motos are, aren't they just like either they're just playing UHF and not VHF, or they're playing VHF and not UHF? I don't know what they do on DMR, but go ahead, Tom.
Yes, so my Motorola XPR 4550 does UHF and DMR. And I have a Motorola XPR 4500, which is strictly VHF analog. But I think the 5550 and higher ups, they are VHF, UHF, and DMR. The DMR, I believe, and Sean can correct me on this, I think DMR is a derivative of Moto Turbo.
Yeah, I'm going to have to defer to Tom on that. He's more of a Moto guy than I am. But I'm going to have to assign guys. Guys, got something going on here. We'll talk to you guys another time. NAWRO, I will be clear, but listening out. Go ahead, Brian. I'm not sure if that last one made it. So just a copy of the last said there, Tom, on Motos. And NAWRO, I will be clear, but listening out.
Yeah, I got you, Tim. I think Brian got out of the range there and stuff like that. But, yeah, I just know the Motorola through Wally and through Sean, and they're more well-versed in it than I am, especially Sean. So he'll be the best one to ask questions in regards to, Wally, too, because Wally's Pete or Fire. So those are your two authorities of Motorola.
Copy that. I will be returning to desk duty here, Tom, but the radios will be on, so have a good, safe shift today. NAWRO, clear, after you.
Yeah, I was on the HT, guys. Sorry, I was having problems hitting the repeater, but I think I'm hitting it now with my little mag-mount antenna. But I got to get back to work here, so it was nice talking to you guys. Tom and Tim, 73s, I'm going to set this thing aside, and we'll be listening. We'll be monitoring. The DZR, clear after your final.
Oh, you're good, Brian. Like I said, I'm just sitting here in my truck in the parking lot, but I got to make a phone call. Got to head down to Detroit.
Okay, EA double, statewide one. KEAWUO, statewide one.
KEAOLL.
NAPCT, listening statewide one.